He's a best-selling author and he's our parenting expert. And when this horrific mass shooting happened in Christchurch on Friday, one of the thoughts that came to my mind immediately was, how are people going to talk to their kids about this? So that's when I decided we need to talk to Dr. Justin Coulson, and he joins us right now. Justin, good morning.
Good morning, Louisa. Hello, Matt.
Yes, good morning. Now, obviously, in the world we live in, it's almost impossible to not have children be exposed to all of the bad things that are happening in the world, so, and especially after something like this on Friday. So, I mean, what can we do as parents?
Yeah, news media saturation makes it really hard for our kids not to be exposed to such tragic and often graphic detail. My initial response whenever there's any kind of awfulness in the world is to encourage parents to just switch it off, especially if you've got younger children. I'd say, you know, kids under the age of, say, 5 to 8 years, just switch it off and pretend that it's not there if you really need to know what's going on. And the reality is, even us as adults, I'm not sure how much we benefit from knowing it. Our hearts break when we hear this kind of thing.
And I just
felt awful all day Saturday, just heartbroken. But our kids don't need it. It's not good for them. Our children need to believe that the world is safe, predictable, secure. And this kind of information, especially as it's replayed over and over and over again, makes them feel anything but. They feel like the world is volatile, unsafe, wild, and that they could potentially come to harm. Data from around the world over several decades tells us that kids are going to thrive when they feel safe, and they're going to have their growth stopped when they're scared. They become insular and they hide in their rooms. So we want the world to feel safe. If your kids have been exposed, I think what the most important thing to do is, there's two things. Number one, if they're curious, we answer their questions to the extent that they're curious. They'll usually ask a couple of questions. Their curiosity will be satisfied, and that's about it. The alternative reason that they're asking is that they might be concerned. If it's not curiosity, it's concern. Usually they're worried for perhaps the people in New Zealand,
yeah,
or they're worried for their own safety or that of their family and friends. And when they're concerned, our job is to let them know that we understand how they feel and to offer them reassurance. Let them know that the reason it's on the news is because this sort of stuff never happens. It's so unusual, and that's why everyone's talking about it. Let them know that they're safe and that you'll do everything you can to protect them and look after them. And then find ways. I think the best advice ever is to find ways where they can help others. They can look out for either those who are suffering or just somebody in the local community where they can go and do good for somebody. It's amazing what happens when you go and do something nice for somebody in the wake of a tragedy, and how it elevates and lifts everybody and shifts our focus from the negative to something that's really quite beautiful.
Perfect. Fantastic, Dr. Justin. Thank you so much. And I guess, yeah, that'll alleviate a lot of worry for a lot of parents, because as you said, yes, we can switch it off, but unfortunately not everybody does. And there'll be a lot of kids who are being exposed to not only the news, but some of those graphic images as well. So thanks for navigating through it with us.
I hope it helps.